Welcome to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast, where we discuss topics, upcoming events, news, and predictions with real estate professionals and entrepreneurs. Listen and learn what makes their companies and themselves stand out and gain advantages over the competition and gain market share. Subscribe for the latest news and discussion on what it takes to stand out from the crowd. Now, here's your host, Jim.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast. This is Jim, and with me is Laura, the office goddess.
Hello, everyone.
All right. We're down here on the property, relaxing. We may do an episode next week, or maybe I'll do it. We'll figure it out. On relaxing.
Yes.
Is that a superpower? And we'll go over that. But right now, sewer scope.
Expectations.
What are the expectations for a sewer scope? And then what if you only get, let's say, 4 feet in? What happens then? But first, let's listen to this.
Habitation investigation is the way to go for a home inspection in Ohio. Trusted licensed home inspectors for your needs, from radon to mold to warranties. For a great home inspection, you really can't go wrong. Visit homeinspectionsinohio.com.
All right, Laura, so there's a situation the other day where we cut the sewer scope, the clean out for the pipe, was not open. It was like concreted in.
No, it was the cast iron, copper fused together.
The brass, okay.
Yeah, that stuff.
So very hard to take off. So we really couldn't get in that. We can't go around damaging the house. And this is, it sounds like it may have been fragile or damaged something. So what we did, in case you don't know, sewer scopes have, it's kind of like a little skid around the camera, a little curved piece
thing
to kind of help get it over bumps, offsets. I was to scoot over uneven surfaces. So anyway, there was a 2-inch pipe that connected into the main line.
Into the clean out.
Bypassing the clean out. So what we did, we had to take that skid off the camera head. That way it can fit inside this 2-inch pipe. Because normally with the skid, there's not enough room for the camera to go in there, let alone make any kind of corner. So anyway, we go through the 2-inch pipe, probably just a few feet, then it's into the main line. So, but as we're going, we only were able to get about 12 feet. And then it happens to be that the pipe is basically damaged, gone, and the camera...
Separated.
It's separated that much. The camera's now dipping down, hitting dirt, because there's no pipe in that section.
Where... sewage is also hitting, I might add.
Well, yeah.
There's a huge separation.
So now that little section is kind of like a leach field, basically, right. Is what it's acting like. But anyway, you don't want that in the city. You don't want everybody's house doing that. So anyway, we can only get 12 feet because, and we didn't have the skid on the camera head, so it can't make it over and go further out in the pipe.
We almost had it stuck. Like, the inspector almost called us and said, hey, this is stuck. And somehow he just miraculously was able to pop it out just before he called me.
See, even just that makes me think, even with the skid on, it still may not be able to make it through if it's that big of a dip.
Yes.
But anyway, we only got like 12 feet. Can't get any further. The pipe is damaged, which... Now here comes this
here comes
question,
the question,
which I always thought it was pretty solid in our head. The goal of the sewer scope is to look to determine if there are any issues with the pipe. And I do know, well, for us, we try to go all the way out as far as we can.
Yes.
Okay, all the way to the city.
If we can, we do.
Out to the city, but sometimes you cannot because if the pipe's collapsed, it's collapsed. If there's such an offset, you can't jump it. That's far as you go. But we met the goal is to find out if there's any significant issues that need to be dealt with.
And there's at minimum one huge one.
And there's minimum that one... 12 feet out, the camera cannot go further past that, there's such an offset or a gap between the pipe sections that there is, you're hitting dirt. And it's just going to erode, going to cut a lot more issues down the road. So the client in this for this house somehow wanted a discount because we did not go all the way out. But it's never guaranteed or promised that we will go all the way out because you just can't do it. A lot, you know, not all the time, but sometimes you cannot, especially when there's damage to the pipe like this. If it's old cast iron, there's a whole bunch of turns to it. That is rough. So there's way too much friction for the push rod to push that camera head all the way out there. So, and I do know of an inspector who he instructs on how to do sewer scopes out in California. As soon as he finds one issue, he's done. He pulls the camera out and you're done.
Oh.
Even if he can get past it, it doesn't matter. He found one issue, you know, automatically get the rest of the scope. The rest of the line scoped.
Oh,
that's
wow.
It. He's done. We go, well, there's this issue and this one.
Issue,
we go on. If, you know, as soon as we find an issue, if we can get the camera through, we keep going. But kind of surprised, it doesn't happen. It's maybe only the second time really ever. We had somebody go, hey, you guys didn't get all, weren't able to go at the end. Can you cut a discount on this or give a refund? Like,
no.
That is not the goal. I mean, that's not the guarantee that we're going to go all the way through. And if we are, I mean, what are we going to do? Charge by the foot? And I don't think people want to do that because in that case, it's going to be, yeah, it's $200 the first 6 feet and every foot after that is another $10. I mean, no, nobody wants that.
Because
then you got an unknown fee. We do $250 currently.
Flat rate.
And actually for this guy who wanted a discount, but he wants to come back out, is it's like, listen, we always are willing to come back out once you get that clean out, that cap off or whatever the situation is. You get it fixed where we get access to it. We'll come back out and scope it. And further out, as far as we can, because there may be a lot more issues further out in that line.
Which would be my supposition based on how bad it was by the house.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But if it's an older house, yeah, there's a chance. There's a chance. So anyway, we just want to make sure everybody understood that it is not
a guarantee.
The fee is not based on how far we go out. The fee is our making the effort to scope the line. Now, if we get to the house and we cannot scope anything, we are not going to
keep the money.
We're not. Oh, yeah. Well, we will offer to refund that money if they're already paid. We'll refund that fee and then we don't do the scope at all. Or here's what I prefer to do because it's important to get the same scope. Hey, ask the seller to open that up. And then once it's open, or we have access to it, we will come back and scope it. And we do not charge for that second trip out there.
No, and a lot of companies would.
So let's say, I don't want to charge for every single time we come in, especially when we couldn't go out the first time.
Right.
And there are people who charge like, well, it was $250, I brought the camera out. If I have to come back out this time with access, it's another $250. Like, no, that's ridiculous. We do not charge that second trip out. But we do encourage that, yes, it be opened up and know that we have access to it. Just like a listing agent says, yeah, the gas is on, going out, there's no gas. We will come back out, finish that inspection. We'll do all the inspection we can, but we'll come back out and double and finish up to do the gas appliances.
Right.
But man, if we come back out there for the second time, the gas is still not on.
I've sent invoices before when they've...
The listing agent is just wasting our time and everybody else's time. So there should be a charge for wasting our time. Because that time slot could easily gone to somebody else who's actually has their shit together and is organized and knows what's going on at their house. They're just assuming everything's on.
Right.
So I think anything else, Laura, regarding the whole sewer scope? Wow, we had one a while back, sewer scope, where tons of blockage. It was, we only got a few feet out. You couldn't get further. And then I tried to go back out. And then David went back out later on. When we went back out as a follow-up, there, the seller wasn't, no, the renter, the tenant was not there to let us in.
Right.
But third total trip out there to scope this thing, you still couldn't get all the way through because there was more issues further back. And I don't know if they even really cleaned up. They just pushed everything down. But yeah, somebody wanted a discount on that. I'm like, no, there's no way we're giving you a discount when we're telling
so many issues
multiple times that there is an issue that you need to have professionally dealt with and not go, yeah, the seller says they fixed it. And that has not happened. And we have seen that. We did a scope. About a month later, the buyer goes, "Hey, they said what was it?
They fixed it all.
They said they looked at it and there was no issues at all with the pipe, and he wanted his money back." I'm like, that doesn't
make sense.
Yeah, it sounds fishy. What did they say? They cleaned it? Yeah, they said they scoped and they cleaned the pipe out and all looked good. I'm like, this is the same house where they switched the thermostat on the buyer. Okay. Before he moved in, they changed the thermostat to a cheap one. I said, "Hey, let me come back out and scope this for you."
Yeah, something's not sounding right.
He's like, "All right." So we went out there.
I remember this because I was with you when we did it.
I didn't want to give money back when we legitimately did our job.
Right.
So we go out there and the pipe did not change at all. They never cleaned anything out.
Never took it off.
There were still the issues. Seller was lying, or and then I'm assuming the seller told the listing agent, who is now thinks it's true, but it's not true. But this, oh, you know what? They did not. They would not give a receipt,
right?
Or a really shitty receipt. That's all like,
there were some red flags with that.
So anyway, sewer scope is not priced per foot that we go in. Is based on going out there and the effort to get it done, and then we do make second trips if need be. But no, if we find an issue, that is the goal. Or we don't find an issue, which is better yet.
That
is the goal also, to see what's going on. It's either completely good or, dude, you got some issues, you need to have these taken care of because they're severe enough that we can't get through the whole pipe.
Now, first of all, when we charge for a sewer scope, it's only $250. If a plumbing company comes out and they do just the scope, it's upwards around $500, isn't it?
I have heard that, yes.
So I've had people ask, well, why should I bother getting a sewer scope with you? Well, for a couple reasons. First of all, we're already out there. We have no vested interest in whether anything is repairable or damaged or anything. What it is what it is with us, because we don't do repairs. So if we come out and let's say you've purchased this property, it's an as is, because let's face it, most of them going on right now are as is. This gives you video evidence of an issue in that line that you can either use to negotiate money off of that contract. You could just say screw it and walk away.
If it's going to be like $20,000 or bad. Well, here's another thing. So you move in the house, and as soon as you move in, you got sewer line backup in your house. I don't think an insurance company or a home warranty is going to cover that, because, like, dude, that is a pre-existing condition.
Right.
Did you get a home inspection? Yeah. Did you get a scope?
No.
Sorry, you're on your own.
Right.
So,
and we're hearing a lot more stories about warranty companies and insurance companies, and I think they're going to be asking for a lot more things like that down the road. So before they pay out what it's sounding like to me, like we had somebody the other day, it was a 3-year roof, and they looked on Google Earth and said that they needed a new roof. So you're going to have to start taking care of stuff and having written proof that there is.
Yeah,
or
insurance
isn't
companies
an issue.
are getting weird, but that could be another topic.
Just keep in mind that.
But I think that's about it.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, make sure you always get home inspected. And sewer scopes are not per foot. I mean, can you imagine doing a homeless plan? Go, yeah. How much you owe us is based on how many issues we find. To me, that's a horrible setup, because then you're going to have a homeless plan. Well, I need extra money this week, so I'm going to find.
Let me get really picky here.
Yeah, like no. We love to go do an inspection, and there's no major issues. We love doing that. We don't like finding issues. Sometimes the house has a lot of issues, and the house becomes annoying to us. We don't like a bunch of issues. But we know no house is perfect, so there's always going to be something.
Stuff happens, yeah.
But because the house is not perfect does not mean you have to accept it. A really rough, messed up sewer line from a previous owner who may have neglected it and then doesn't want you to know about it.
Right.
And we charge
$250,
period. Well, currently $250 to go in there and take a look. We try and go through the whole line, but if we can't, we can't. If we can't do it, typically there's a reason, and that reason is why you hired us, because you want to know and not be surprised 3 weeks after you move into the house. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify or Google Podcasts to get new, fresh episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or visit the website of the best Ohio home inspection company at homeinspectionsinohio.com or jimtroth.com. That's JIMTROTH, and click on podcast. Until next time, learn and go do stuff.